Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and I'm doing a show a little early. We're trying something new out. And by the way, we're getting ready to, all the Angels coaches have their own show, our Angel Coaches Network. So I'm super excited about that. I will keep you posted as we're going along so all the listeners can tune in there as well as here for now. But let's talk about the show today and who we're talking about. I got a message to do a show on Archangel Jeremiah, and I love Jeremiah. Let me tell you what he does. Clairvoyance and prophetic visions. He also does life reviews and making life changes, and also psychic dreams or prophetic dreams, including prophetic dreams. And I'm going to share this with you guys, so I don't know, if anybody has had a dream like this or having dreams like this, please let me know. The other night, this is not a prophetic dream, I believe. Maybe it's just a crazy dream, and that could be too. But I asked Jeremiah to help me with it. I had a dream, and in the dream, I was on the beach, and I thought it was in Hawaii, but then there was a problem with the San Andreas Fault, because I can remember thinking that and saying it in my mind's eye. And the waves were, like, really, really tall, and they were coming one right after the other. And in the middle of the wave, I could see the number 10. So I'm supposed to go to Hawaii in June, so maybe it's supposed to happen in June, maybe this June or next June, or maybe June, July, August. I don't know. But that was my prophetic dream or psychic vision. And I woke up. I wasn't sure about it. So if anyone else is having any kind of dreams like that, would you hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches, or email me, Teree, at angelcoaches.org, T-E-R-R-Y-E-E, at angelcoaches.org. So anyway, so I have put that out there to him because I just had that dream about 24 hours ago. And I go, okay, what does it mean? And I've been getting messages about it all day. And maybe I'm just crazy, and that could be, don't you ever feel like that? Or maybe you just have one of your angels really talking to you. I didn't feel afraid in the dream. I felt like I was watching it. And so I don't know if Hawaii has something to do with it, but I'm supposed to go to Hawaii next month to go surfing with my dad. And so we'll see. And then the San Andreas Fault is in California, so we'll see about that too. So if you yourself are having dreams you're not quite sure of, because if I'm going to dream about something I want to dream about, it would be like a great date or a romantic date or going skydiving or running a race or something like that. But what I do know is when we get these dreams and they have all these symbols in them, you know what I mean, or are actual events occurring, then that's usually something that is, that our higher self is tapping into and sharing with us. That is also, as a light worker, you may be tapping, being one of the things, the gifts that you have. Is prophetic visions, as well as psychic dreams, because I've had a few of them over the years and getting more. And I think that a lot of us are getting more because we're taking our whole, I think Sue's done some shows on the Ascension Process, so it's Victoria. I've done it as well. A lot of us have. And you guys are listening now, have had a feeling of, why is everything changing? And I think that's part of the Ascension Process, where we go to a whole new level of thinking, a whole new consciousness, and, there's books about it, there's shows about it, not only with Angel Coaches, but other shows. So I feel like that we're getting these dreams because all of us are going to a whole new level that is ready to go and wants to go and chooses to go. How about that? And a whole new level of consciousness. And and we're becoming more aware, and our abilities are improving, and sometimes our abilities are just starting, right? And you're like, man, this never happened before. Why is it happening now? Because on some level, you've agreed to be a soul worker or a light worker, and you had a soul agreement to come down here and work with the souls and get these dreams and get these visions so that you can help prepare people to, to go to a whole new level, okay? And the earth is going to a whole new level too. So it's not only us as spiritual beings having human experience, but our planet is as well. It's ascending to a level. And so Jeremiah is one of those that help, an angel that helps us with prophetic visions, with, with psychic dreams. And he says, okay, how do you work with me? And that's what I'm asking, because I was like, hey, does this really mean? I say, dear Jeremiah, I just pray, because I meditate in the morning. And I like to do it once a day,
in the morning. What does this mean when I'm having this prophetic dream, and can you explain it to me and help me understand the energy, and if I need to do anything different, do I need to write it down, which I'm going to do, and do I need to blog about it, which I'm going to do, do I need to share it on Blog Talk Radio, which I'm doing now, and I got that strong message to do that. So here I am doing that and sharing that with you, and you can talk to him and ask him to do the same thing. I like using a candle for all the angels. So you can use a white candle, which is generic, and for me it puts me in a state of meditation. And for them, the angels, and this time Jeremiah, I think the connection can be easier, okay? So I hope that makes sense to you guys. And what do you do in the meantime? If you're getting these dreams, a message that I got is to really, blog about it. And if you're not a blogger, share it, call and share it with us when we have the shows that we're taking callers, or you can email me and we'll certainly talk about it, okay? And really work on improving your abilities, because I think that's, what is your abilities? Well, clairvoyance, clairaudience, claircognizant, clairsentient. And I'm actually doing a show. I was going to do it May 10th, never realizing. I thought Mother's Day, and I'm a mother, I should know this, but so I'm going to move the show to May 17th, okay? I think, but, and it's the four clairs and how to make yours work better, okay, and how to realize which clairvoyance, which is seeing, claircognizant, which is knowing, just a knowing. Have you ever known something, just felt it, and knew it was the right thing to do? Clairsentient, where you have a feeling about something. Have you ever walked into a room and it felt a certain way, maybe it was happy or not so happy, that you really being able to tap in? And clairaudience, which is hearing. And so which clair works, do one or all of them work for you to connect with your angels, to connect with these visions? So I'll help you with that and teach a class for about an hour and a half. And when you leave, you're going to be able to know which clair you have that's the strongest, how you can make the others stronger, and have a sense about which angels are yours to connect with to help you develop your abilities even more. Because I know that it can be frustrating, super frustrating, to get all these messages or these dreams, and it's like you're jumping in the middle of the book without the beginning and certainly not the end, and so you're reading from the middle of the book. That's frustrating, I think, right? We all want to start and have a good idea of how to do things and how to be and how to operate, operate this vehicle called our psychic abilities and or our intuition. Or I like to think of it as a higher awareness that connects us with all that is. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm going to teach a class on, and how to connect, what abilities are yours, what you can do to develop the others if you choose. All right? And then you have Archangel Jeremiah, who is really there for you to help you with these feelings, these dreams, these visions that you're having. And it can be hard. I never forget, the first one I got was about, I don't know, the one that I remember was probably about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and I was really young, and, I'm thinking about playing, and I got these visions coming, and so, how did I learn to deal with that? I want to help you guys do that, or Jeremiah does, so that's the reason why I'm giving what he does, and I want you to give you this too as well. He's one of the archangels that means, believe this, mercy of God, I believe. So, yeah, mercy of God. And so you've got him who will help you light a candle. If that feels right, do it in the morning or in the night. And then if you're having visions, ask him, say, what does this mean? And explain the vision to him. Okay, because he already knows it. But for you to say it to him will give you peace, I promise you. And say, thank you for helping me with this. And come to me in whichever way I'll get the most information and that I can understand. And ask, is there anything that I need to do? And the one message I got, and I'm repeating this, is to write it down, to record it somewhere, okay? Blog about it, write it down, or whatever you need to do, okay? So my last time, I would say this, my vision, if anybody has a vision like this or has had any dreams like this, please let me know. As I was in the dream, I saw these huge waves coming up. I thought I was like in Hawaii, and it may be because I'm going to Hawaii next month in June, and so it may be happening in June, or maybe it's totally something related to Hawaii. I don't know, but I'm giving you those two things. And then the other thing is it had to do with San Andreas Fault, and then there was these huge waves coming, and in the middle of the wave that was so high, it looked like something out of a TV show, there was a number 10. So I haven't looked up the numerology yet. I don't know what that means. But anyway, I just want to give you guys a heads up about it. Please let me know if you have your own. And remember, just ask him. All you have to do is during your meditation time, your quiet time. And I would, one other thing I'm being asked to share with you is breathe in and out for a couple of minutes, you know, so you can center yourself and be able to hear the messages, right? Because you can hear them then, or they may come later on the day or the next night or the next week. But you will get the messages that you're asking for, the answers. I promise you that, okay? But you got to learn to calm your mind. Learn to meditate, or just be, you know, develop your awareness, because you're getting these visions, and I know you guys want to know what to do with them. All right, so thank you for listening in. You guys are amazing that are listening now, or who will download it later. And we will talk to you at our next show, Thursday night, Transformation Thursday. It's a whole new month. I got some really cool guests lined up, and with some new information, and so you don't want to miss that. Transformation Thursday is going to be Thursday night at 7 p.m., okay? And see what else is going to tell you. And we've got some special speakers, I told you that, lined up. And we've got a whole new site. You guys got to go check it out with the angels and new angel coaches. And it's called angelcoaches.net, all right? So go check it out, see what you think. We're able to blog and, you know, and I'm super excited about that. We've got a great new angel coach who's also a wizard on the ice part of life or computer. And so I appreciate her. Her name is Whitney Ladd, and you'll see her on there too as well. And we're giving a free gift away, so when you register for a newsletter, you get a free gift. How cool is that? And so that's that. And then the other thing is facebook.com/angelcoaches. I'm putting a lot of information out there, not only me, but other people are as well. Like I've got it out there, a decree, and that decree has made such a difference for a lot of us, okay? And it's a decree of abundance. And the decree is more powerful in prayer than prayer, because the prayer, we always think that we can't have it. We've got, please bring it to us. Where the decree, and it's channeled a long time ago, but it's the decree of abundance. It actually works with your DNA, your physical body, your spiritual body, and your emotional body, and your mental body, because the words and the vibration of the decree is so high. And it makes you, or creates a knowing inside of you that you already know how to do it, but it's helping you bring it to you, okay? Bringing the abundance to you. It's amazing. So I'll put that on facebook.com/angelcoaches. There's videos on there about things. There's videos. I do videos and recap the whole week and talk about what we're doing. And then other people are doing the same thing. I know Donna's got there about aromatherapy. So our facebook.com/angelcoaches, our Angel Coaches Facebook page, it's got a lot of cool information, as well as our website, angelcoaches.net. Well, it's getting a lot of information. So anyway, please check us out. Thank you for checking us out when you have a chance. And then, of course, you can always download this show and all our other shows 24/7, 365 days once it's been recorded, and it's been recorded now. So we'll see you all Tuesday. One other thing, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 8:30, we have a mastermind group where we talk about our goals, our spirituality, what we want to create, and you know, and we use the strength of the group and the strength of each other and make it happen. You guys, people are really turning their life around and bringing a lot of prosperity with this mastermind group and also with the decree. So check it out at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday and Thursday, East Coast time. I post about it on Blog Talk. You guys take care. Have a great now. And we will see you Thursday morning at 8:30, 760-890-7143. You can listen in. You don't have to talk. Or you can put your own intentions out there. It's pretty powerful. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.